Good morning. It's sports time, brought to you by Napa Auto of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation and experience, located in Southwest Wisconsin, proudly serves local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service, and by members of the Sports Boosters Club. Okay, during this sports report, we are going to look, now that the Packers are in the playoffs, who are they going to play? Who could they play? We'll cover that. We'll take a look back at a Badger basketball win from earlier this week, set the stage for a game they have coming up this weekend. And right after this break from Badgerland Flooring, we're going to check in with WRCO's Bill Twining for a complete wrap-up from Bi-State.
The word kitchen means more than a room. It's where families gather, meals are shared, and memories are made. Make the heart of your home everything you've imagined with Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Their experienced team helps bring your vision to life, combining quality cabinetry, beautiful countertops, and skilled craftsmanship to create a kitchen that's both functional and inviting. Start your dream today. Visit Badgerland Flooring at 1475 Highway 14 East in Richland Center.
The Bi-State Classic two-day wrestling tournament concluded last night at the La Crosse Center, and the boys team from Mount Hoar of Barneveld was the talk of the event. On the strength of three individual titles by a trio of unbeaten wrestlers, Mount Hoar of Barneveld won its first ever Division II team championship at the Bi-State and had the most overall points as well. It was the 43rd annual Bi-State Classic for the boys, and the third year now, the girls have concurrently had their own tournament. Besides crowning new champion Mount Hoar of Barneveld, the other three divisions boasted repeat winners: Bayport High School for the girls, the host Holman Vikings for the Division I boys, and three-time winner Chatfield, Minnesota for the Division III boys. There were 68 boys teams in this year's Bi-State and 74 teams for the girls. From our immediate listening area, three boys reached the finals, but all three fell short of an individual title. Junior Brock Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland lost a 15-7 match in the finals to repeat champion and top-seeded Eli Meyer of Mount Hoar of Barneveld at 175 pounds, while Riverdale had a pair in the finals on the elevated stage, but both top-seeded chieftains were upended. Brody Meese returned from illness and kept him out of the recent Richland Invitational, and the senior 144-pounder posted five straight wins before bowing to second-seeded Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville 4-1. And teammate Grant Matthews of Riverdale dominated with three first-minute falls and a first-period technical fall to reach the finals, but there suffered his first loss of the season 6-3 to Tyson Martin of Aquinas. Mineral Points Wrestling Program had a banner tournament, finishing fourth overall for the boys and fifth for the girls, and provided the lone individual champion for our area in senior Delia Collins at 132 pounds. Collins placed third as a sophomore and second last year as a junior. This time around, she would not be denied, logging four pins and a 12-3 major decision in the finals over Kit Alsaker of Wanakee. The trio of unbeatens for Mount Hoar of Barneveld were Eli Meyer at 175, Eli Leonard at 190, and former Iowa Grand Highland wrestler Hunter Stevens at 150. They are now a combined 60-0 for the season. Eli Meyer and Eli Leonard are repeat champions and were joined in that category by Martez Sheard of Aquinas and by a pair of wrestlers who won the Bi-State 2 years ago as sophomores, Trey Beasel of Hastings, Minnesota, and Garrett Kaczynski of Port Washington. Repeat winners for the girls were junior Kimora Hutter of Adams Friendship, who won her second title, and junior Erica Slesnikow of Marshfield, who won her third. Here's how area teams fared at this year's Bi-State Classic. Richland Center girls, coached by Darren Gunderson, had 106.5 points, good for 11th among the 74 girls' entries. Leading the way, a pair of seniors, Madeline Muller, won seven matches, including six pins, and a 2-1 win over Nava Cabral of Sparta to place third at 126. Kaylee Spildy had five wins on the mat and placed fourth at 100 pounds. Sophomore Charlie Bailey was 11th at 114, and junior Mariah Oldday at 120 won a pair of matches before exiting the tourney on Monday. For the Hornet boys, under first-year coach Wyatt Seep, senior Ethan Bindle was a second-day qualifier, while senior Ethan Bodendine won three matches on Monday before bowing out of the event. Ithaca Weston had a pair of second-day qualifiers in seniors Derek Franzen and Ashton Bennett, who had three straight pins in the consolation bracket but failed to place. Freshman Spencer Nelson also had three falls in his first bi-state, and underclassmen Carrick Thompson, Braxton Fowle, and Ben Otto all won a pair of matches but failed to place. The Ithaca Weston girls were ousted without a victory. Riverdale didn't have any girls wrestling at the bi-state, but under boys, coach Marcus Ingalls finished fifth in the Division III standings with 142 points. Seniors Brody Meese and Grant Matthews each reached the finals and finished second. Freshman Wyatt Tram was sixth at 106, and junior Lakota Brewer 11th at 138. Junior Treston Renish won a pair of matches on Monday for the Chieftains. The River Valley girls have a pair of place winners to talk about, as freshman Raylan Ragsdale was 6th at 145 and sophomore Mackenzie Schulte 7th at 126. For the boys, senior Blake Brickle was a second-day qualifier, while both senior Mason Schulte and junior Ty Larson won three matches Monday, but they failed to reach the second day. Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative came away with a place winner, and she is junior Luca Gross, who reached the semifinals at 100 pounds, before tumbling to sixth place. Juniors Emerson Miller and Maddie Townsend won multiple matches for the Predator girls, while seniors Cody Johnson and Bennett Coder won two matches each for the boys on Monday. Boscobel Wazika Steuben was led by senior Job Wetter, a second-day qualifier at 157. In addition, junior Ashton Udelhoven posted three wins on Monday, but a 1-0 loss in his final match kept him from being a second-day qualifier. Freshman Ruger Groom won three matches and Kanan Wetter two for the Bulldog boys, while Allie Jelenic, Elena Krejci, and Brianna Ray won a pair of matches each for the girls. North Crawford Seneca senior Adriana Logue reached the finals for the girls at 185 pounds and came away with a second-place medal. Two teammates, Harper Gagas for the girls and Sawyer Swigum for the boys, won 11th-place matches for North Crawford Seneca. Iowa Grand Highland was without state champion Jackson Bussey in the lineup, but still placed eighth as a team in Division III, led by two-time bi-state runner-up Brock Hinderman. Sophomore Colton Williams placed 12th at 150, while freshman Wyatt Huffman and junior Max Kelly each won three matches on Monday, and senior Briar Jelinek and junior Tanner Degenhart had two wins apiece. For the Iowa Grand Highland girls, there were two medal winners. Freshman Rowan Altman was 6th at 114, and sophomore Maria Schaefer 10th at 138. Mineral Point's girls teams placed 5th among the 74 at this year's bi-state, totaling 193 points. Bi-state champion Delia Collins led the way with the title at 132. Freshman Abby Finley won her 5th-place match, while junior Emily Heisner finished 6th, sophomore Tatum James 8th, and junior Haley Yeager 10th for the Pointer girls. And senior Riley Reichling added three wins and freshman Rachel Heisner 2 on Monday. The Mineral Point boys just missed a team trophy with a 4th-place showing of 159 points in Division III. They were led by sophomore Liam Carey, who placed 3rd at 126, and by junior Jacob Dannenberg, who was 4th at 165. Sophomore Memphis Burkhalter added a 7th-place medal at 113, and junior Emmett Collins was 10th at 157. Also for Mineral Point, Samuel Springer and Mason Scullion were both second-day qualifiers, while Trig Riley and Elliot Kite each had a pair of wins but bowed out on Monday evening. Dodgeville did not have either Shane Rashan or Hakan Peterson in the lineup at the bi-state, but did boast a pair of medal winners. Senior Nathan Johnson led the way by finishing 5th at 144, while Rhett Spurley was 12th at 138. With the Dodger girls, sophomores Maya Markline and Jenna Johnson were 8th and 11th, respectively, while freshman Michaela Lather won three matches on Monday. Next year's Bi-State Classic is scheduled for Tuesday and Wednesday, December 29th and 30th, 2026. For WRCO Sports and David Wermond, I'm Bill Twining.
Now through March 31st, Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel has huge savings on Milwaukee tools. Take $150 off select power tool bundles or $25 off the 124-piece Shockwave Impact Duty Driver Set. Get professional quality tools, long-lasting performance, and unbeatable prices only at Napa and Boscobel in Richland Center. Don't miss these deals to upgrade your toolbox today.
Napa Know How.
With 1 week to go in the NFL regular season, the Packers are now locked into the number 7 seed for the playoffs. The Chicago Bears and Philadelphia Eagles are still in the running for the number 2 seed and the chance to host Green Bay in the NFC wildcard round. The Packers will meet Chicago if the Bears beat the Lions or the Commanders beat the Eagles this coming weekend. They'll take on Philadelphia if the Bears lose to the Lions and the Eagles beat the Commanders. The Badgers won their final non-con game of the season Tuesday night at home 80-60. Wisconsin jumped out to a 15-2 early lead on the UW-Milwaukee Panthers at the Kohl Center, and they never looked back. Nick Boyd led the scoring with 16, and Nolan Winter put in 14 with a team-high 7 rebounds. Wisconsin's bench was productive for the second straight game, scoring 31 points. The Badgers will continue the current homestand Saturday against 5th-ranked Purdue. With a look at sports, I'm Adam Hess.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet, LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.